maintaining 8 hours of remembrance. Baba inspiring us in Murli, oh sweet children, remember me at least 8 hours. Sleep well 8 hours. Do your work 8 hours. And remember me at least 8 hours. And for maintaining 8 hours of remembrance, we need to maintain the chart of remembrance. In 1973, I met Baba first time in History Hall. Baba has said to me, if you really, really would like to progress very well in your godly life, first Baba's Srimat is to maintain the chart of remembrance. But I was very new in this Gyan, that's why I was not really able to maintain that chart. But when I came here in 1976, for staying in Madhuban, I start this chart. I maintain that for 1 year. And after that, Baba had given me blessing personally. Your chart of remembrance is very good. For constant progress, maintaining chart of remembrance is very necessary. What really mean by chart? C-H-A-R-T, chart. C stand for creation. A stand for attention. H stand for hard or heavy. C for creation. H for hard or heavy. A for attention. R for remembrance. And T for tolerance power. H for hard or heavy. More attention. It means charts increase the attention for the remembrance. By the result of that, tolerance power is increasing, and by the result of that, we can maintain victorious stays throughout the day. Chart helps to maintain constant enthusiasm in our Brahmin life. Chart increases our attention power on the self and on the Baba. Chart increase ruling power and controlling power over our mind and intellect. We can keep our mind and intellect busy. And chart shows our income that is being earned throughout the day. That is why maintaining chart of remembrance is important aspect in our Brahmin life. For maintaining chart of remembrance, first of all, I would like to explain what is really the technique of remembrance. What is the technique? It is a simple method of remembrance. While remembering Baba, just sit in solitude, be in soul conscious stage, and after that, focus the eye of your intellect on Baba, either in Paramdham or in subtle world, on Shiva Baba. However, the long time the eye of intellect would be on Baba, mind automatically would think about Baba's form, Baba's powers, Baba's virtues, Baba's knowledge, automatically. And maintain that connection with Baba. If you are losing your connection with Baba, then there is a simple yukti for maintaining, regaining that connection. Check where is the eye of your intellect. That is not on Baba, that is somewhere else, wandering. Check where is the eye of intellect and change that on Baba and maintain connection with Baba. This is a simple technique of remembrance. Just keep on seeing Baba. Use the eye of the soul. Not this physical eyes, but use the eye of the soul, that is the eye of intellect. Now, we should maintain our chart of remembrance throughout the day by following different yuktis hourly. For instance, at Amrut Vela, the moment you open your eyes, just say good morning to Baba. And have a first thoughts of godly intoxication. Then automatically your mind and intellect will be light. Because of that godly intoxication, your mind and intellect would be light and automatically would go towards Paramdham and sit beside Baba in Paramdham. Now 4 to 5. 4 to 5. Baba is a son of knowledge. Baba is an ocean of powers. And you are embodiment of power. And keep on receiving the shower of powers from Baba. And simultaneously reflect that powers, radiate that powers on the souls, on the globe. Practice this exercise for 1 hour. Feel yourself with the powers and radiate that powers on the souls. Then 5 to 6. Practice 1 yukti. Baba is ocean of peace and you are the embodiment of peace. And keep on receiving the shower of peace. Experience supreme peaceful stage. And simultaneously reflect the vibrations of peace on the souls, on the globe. Donate peace to the souls. Practice this for 1 hour. Now 6 to 8. In this period, experience Baba as a spiritual teacher. And simultaneously, keep on listening Murli in Baba's remembrance. Experience the relationship with Baba as a teacher. My teacher is perfect in all respect. I am proud of my teacher. His way of teaching is very royal and very gentle. He is telling me the secrets of the drama, secrets of the ceremonizer of Gita, secret of this cycle in a very simple way. And he is teaching me with a great love. He is so loveful. Sit in front of your teacher, either in Paramdham or in subtle world. Shiva Baba is in Brahma Baba's body, angelic form, and you, the soul, are also in your angelic form. And keep on listening one after another version in Baba's remembrance. While listening Murli in Baba's remembrance would give you tremendous joy. You can experience super sense of joy while listening Murli in Baba's remembrance. Listening Murli is good. But listening Murli in Baba's remembrance is very special. While listening Murli, the eye of intellect, the connection of your intellect must be with Baba. You can count that in remembrance. Enjoy that period with your teacher. Then 8 to 9. Give respect to yourself. Maintain very good self-respect. Sit nicely on the throne of self-respect. This is a very important aspect in our Brahmin life. Give very good respect to yourself. I am world benefactor soul. I am victorious soul. I am yogi soul, I am pure soul, I am ancestor soul, I am very special instrument of God. Pick any point of self-respect and churn about that and experience that point of self-respect and become the embodiment of that point of self-respect. Because by maintaining very good self-respect, you can maintain very good godly intoxication, and that can help you for having very good connection with Baba. This is the secret of maintaining very good stage of yoga, experiencing very good self-respect throughout the day. Day 9 to 10. Sit in solitude and give thanks to Baba. From the heart, just give thanks to Baba. Baba, you are really wonderful. You had given me everything which I was in need. You are giving me very good sustenance. I was useless, I was hopeless. You adopted me. I was suffering in this ocean of sorrow, and you just picked me up and put in the swing of supersensuous joy. You're so great, you're so wonderful. Praise Baba from the heart. Give thanks to Baba from the heart. That will increase love for Baba in your heart. Giving thanks to Baba will increase the true godly love in your heart. And will help to improve your yoga more and more. Because as much we are receiving attainments from Baba, our love is increasing for Baba. Then, next hour, 10 to 11. Churning knowledge. Listening Murli is not enough. Whatever the food of knowledge you got from Baba's Murli, you must digest that food. You must churn the knowledge. Then only you could feel the power of knowledge in your life. As there is a phrase of power of yoga, there is a phrase of power of knowledge also. If you have that power of knowledge, you would be fearless. All the time you would be fearless, and that is the first quality of King of Kings. If you'd like to become a king of kings, fearlessness must be in your life. The quality of fearlessness must be in your life. And as the knowledge of power is increasing, fearlessness is increasing. And we are receiving special gift through the churning. Grace and confidence. These are the two special gifts we are receiving through the churning of knowledge. Grace and confidence. If you would like to maintain victorious stage throughout the day, you must have these two weapons with you all the time. Tremendous courage and unlimited confidence. But these two special gifts we are receiving through churning of knowledge. That is why sit in solitude, churn the knowledge, and experience supersensuous joy. We can get special touchings from Baba. We can get special jewels of knowledge from that ocean of knowledge. And that would give you tremendous joy, unlimited joy. And that joy will help you for having deep experiences in yoga. That is why churning knowledge is a very important aspect in our Brahmin life. While listening Murli, pick some points from Baba's Murli which really touch your heart. Write in your pocket diary. And in solitude, while sitting in solitude, you churn that points of knowledge. Understand the secret of that knowledge. The next hour, 11 to 12, practice that I am the incarnation of purity in this world. God has sent me in this world. I am an incarnation of purity. Wherever I am going, I am just spreading the fragrance of purity in this world. I am the incarnation of purity. Just enjoy that stage and spread that vibrations of purity in this atmosphere. I, the soul, has a huge crown of purity. Wherever I am just going, I am spreading that pure vibrations in this atmosphere constantly. Think that my father Shiva is ocean of purity, my mother Brahma is master ocean of purity, my birth is through purity, I am mouth born progeny of Brahma Baba, I am pure child, I am incarnation of purity. I'm just spreading the power of purity all the time in this universe. And experience blissful stage of purity. Because purity is a royalty of a soul, realty of a soul, personality of a soul, property of a soul. That's why we must maintain, we must increase gradually and gradually our purity. Then next hour, 12 to 1, experience Baba as your best friend. He's your best friend. Enjoy his company. He's always being with you. In subtle world, be with your best friend. He's a trustworthy friend. He's always being with you in all the situations. Walk with him. Talk with him. Play with him, dance with him, share the feeling of your hearts with him. Enjoy his company. Like a shadow of your body, he is always with you, he is following you, he is always with you, he is giving you company. Because in emergency, no one can help you. In future, in emergency, no one can help you. Only your best friend will help you. If you have very good connection and very good relationship of friendship with Baba, he will help you in emergency. Let's develop that relationship or friendship with Baba. Win his heart. Make that friendship closer and closer. My friendship with my friend is on the basis of promise of purity. And then next hour, 1 to 2, experience as a Karam Yogi angel. Perform actions while being in the stage of angel. Angel is moving around in that office or in that place where you are working. Angel is moving, angel is performing action. I am messenger of God. I am instrument of God. And Baba has sent me in this place. I am Karma Yogi angel. While performing actions, I am spreading the pure vibrations in this atmosphere. Experience lightness. And spread your sweetness. And enjoy that lighthouse and mighthouse stage. That is the angelic stage. I am not a brother or sister. Angel means beyond the consciousness of male and female. I am just embodiment of light and might. Angel means not in jail of Maya anymore. Experience complete freedom. Always experiencing flying stays. Always flying with the wings of zeal and enthusiasms. Two to three, next hour. Experience Baba as your true father. You are like a small child, always holding his finger and walking with him. And experiencing true fatherly love with him. Sit in his lap. And being an obedient child, he is showering you with the true fatherly love. Because we must develop these three relationships with Baba, Father, Teacher and Sadguru, these three relations must be very good with Baba in this confluence age. With Trimurti Bhadar, we must have these three relationships with very good. That is why 1 hour just experience Baba is as your father. Experience his true fatherly love. Win his heart. Be a very honest and obedient child. Follow his every srimat and direction with a great love. He wants to uplift you. Next hour, 3 to 4. Experience Baba as a preceptor. Preceptor. We work very hard in copper age and iron age. Now Baba wants to make us from that labor, free from that labor, That's why he is giving us the sustenance of preceptor. I always experience his blessed hand on my forehead. He is always giving me dudushti and his filling power within the soul through his drushti. He is always showering me with the blessings. And making me bestower of the blessing. He gives me power through his drushti that makes me free from the labor. While standing on the stage of Diamond Hall, Baba as a preceptor gives very good drushti and blessing hands on every child, giving very nice sustenance of preceptor. Experience that relationship with Baba in a personal level, very personal level. Four to five. Round table conference in subtle world. You are a very special child. You are a spiritual engineer. Baba wants to establish this world, new world. And that's why Baba select you as a spiritual engineer. And he had given you special invitation in that round table conference. And Baba is sitting right in front of you. In that round table conference, he is sitting in front of you. And you are having very good conversation with Baba. And you are creating very good plan of services. In that conference, in that meeting, you are creating very good service plans. And he is giving you special touchings also for creating very good service plan. Oh child, do this. Do that type of this service. Get some VIPs through this yukti, through this idea. Do some service to the mind. Invoke some souls from the land. By this way, he is giving you special touchings. You are having very good private meeting for service plan. Five to six, next hour. Five to six. Drill of soul conscious stage. Just get detached from your body and experience just deep soul conscious stage. Be in that point of light stage and sustain that stage. Maintain that stage of soul consciousness. This drill of soul consciousness is very important. Whenever you are getting time, 2-3 minutes, just get detached from your body and just enjoy and experience that point of light stage. And increase the depth of soul conscious stage. Karmati stage means not a single percentage of body consciousness. It means 100% soul conscious stage. Completely free from this physical body consciousness. But for that, we must practice deep soul conscious stage time to time. Six to seven. Sit in Paramdham beside Baba. Enjoy His company. You are sitting beside Baba, the one who is the Son of Knowledge. You are sitting beside Baba and enjoy His company. He is a point of light, but in that point there are seven oceans. Ocean of peace, ocean of bliss, ocean of happiness, ocean of purity, ocean of knowledge. Like this, there are seven oceans in that point of light. You just sit close to that on the bank of ocean and enjoy His company. Ocean of peace, ocean of bliss, ocean of purity. He is my best companion. I like His company. I love His company. I am enjoying His company. Spend some precious moments in His company. Because He is the highest and holiest. Enjoy His holiness, company of holiness. He is the most beautiful being in this world. In this holiest and highest region, He is the most beautiful being. Enjoy His beauty. Enjoy His company. And fill your heart with the true godly love. Next hour, 7 to 8. That is a very good time for having a deep meditation, powerful meditation. With the full determination, experience the volcanic form of yoga, our seed stage of yoga in this hour. Is an unlimited source of spiritual energy. Is a tremendous source of spiritual energy. Is a sun of knowledge. And you are also master sun of knowledge. And receive constantly the shower of powers. Receive tremendous powers from Baba. Then automatically in the fire of yoga, your sins can burn. You would be free from the burden of sins. Experience extremely powerful stage of yoga. Feel your heart. Feel the souls. Charge the battery of the soul with the powers. Because at that time in our yajna, all over the yajna, the Brahmins are practicing powerful yoga. And we can get some subtle cooperation for having powerful yoga experience, seed stage or volcanic stage of yoga. But for experiencing volcanic stage of yoga, there must be full determination and full concentration. In that process of yoga, must be full concentration. Then only you can receive unlimited powers from that unlimited source, Baba. Then 8 to 9. Sit with Baba and give your chart of whole day to Baba. Baba, this is my chart, today's chart of yoga. Maybe 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, maybe. Baba, this is my yoga chart, today's yoga chart, 4 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours. And make promise with Baba, Baba, tomorrow I will make that 5 hours. I will progress that. If you promise with Baba, then automatically you can get subtle help from Baba, extra help from Baba. We must have 1 hour morning yoga and 1 hour evening yoga while sitting. At least while sitting. 1 hour morning and 1 hour evening yoga. And rest of the time, we can have the connection with Baba while performing actions. While moving around. While performing actions. But if we can increase the hour of sitting yoga, that is well and good. Gradually and gradually, if you can increase the hour of sitting yoga, that is good. Sunday, Saturday, you are free, okay, then increase that. We must maintain the balance of service and yoga in our Brahmin life. Must not be lost or engaged always in service and not having yoga. Those are really maintaining balance of service and yoga, they only can get blessings from Baba and from family and from the souls. Because in future we will not get time to sit in yoga. We would be very busy in service. Many souls would be around you. They will ask you, give me please peace, happiness and purity. Give me some power. That's why if we can increase the hour of sitting yoga, we must increase that. Okay, give your chart to Baba. Clean chart. And if there is some negativity, to promise with Baba, Baba, I will improve this negativity. I will transform this negative in positivity. But you can get extra help from Baba for that also. And then 9 to 10. If you would like to have a very good and powerful next morning Amrit Vela Yoga, if you would have powerful Amrit Vela Yoga, for that you must be prepared before night. Before going to sleep, you must experience the very good stage of intoxication and stage of yoga before going to bed. That stage will help you to have very good Amrit Vela next day. That's why before going to bed, experience very good intoxication. While walking in a gallery or in veranda, experience very good intoxication. Very good self-respect, very good intoxication. And sleep well in Baba's lap. If you would like to have a sound sleep, with the good dreams, sweet dreams, sit in Baba's lap, sleep in Baba's lap nicely. Baba prepared very nice bed of light for you, and He is waiting for you in subtle world. And you are going there, and he, like a spiritual mother, He is giving you very good treatment, welcoming you. And he, like a small baby, you are sleeping in your mother's lap, and you are having very good chit-chat with your mother. And she is giving you very gentle massage, spiritual massage also, because you are tired, you work very hard throughout the day. She is giving you gentle massage. And while having sweet chit-chat with mother, you are closing your eyes and you are sleeping very nicely in the lap of Baba, you can get sound sleep. 4 or 5 hours sound sleep. The moment you open your eyes next morning, who is in front of you? Baba is in front of you, and just have a good morning with Baba. This is a very good method of sleeping. If you follow this method, you will not get impure dreams, negative dreams. You will get sound sleep. By this way, while maintaining chart hourly, out of 60 minutes, how much time you were in Baba's remembrance, your consciousness will allow you to write that. Oh, 9 to 10, 15 minutes. Your consciousness is allowing you, as much your consciousness is allowing you, write that much time. And then gradually and gradually, accuracy will come in that process. That is why chart is very good for our self-respect. Now, let us have deep and powerful meditation for a while. Wonderful experience in meditation. Can we have? Relax physically, sit upright. Don't allow the laziness or sleep of Goddess. Because sleep of Goddess is moving around. And follow my words. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly that I am a tiny point of divine light. I am twinkling star sparkling star sitting in the center of my forehead. I am a radiant star radiating divine light. All around me, I am a pure soul. Experiencing a wonderful aura of purity. Wonderful crown of purity. Experiencing blissful state. Blissful state. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing as well as experiencing my true form. Original form that I am a very tiny and shining bright point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards. Flying beyond the sun, the moon and the stars. Oh, how beautiful is this world of angels. It is full of snow white divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of angel. Oh, my sweet father Brahma Baba is in front of me. Oh, my sweetest Shiv Baba is also present in him. Sweetest Bab Dada is giving me love field drishti. I am receiving tremendous love through Baba's drishti. I become lost in ocean of love. The soul is living the dress of angel and flying upwards towards Paramdham. Oh, how wonderful is this? Soul one, my true home, my real home. It is full of golden ray divine light, deep sweet silence prevails. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's a most beautiful being in this world. I realize that I was searching for him in many directions. I found him. Baba, Baba, you are so merciful, Baba. I was suffering an ocean of sorrow, and you lifted me, Baba. You adopted me, Baba. And you put me in the swing of super sensuous joy, Baba. You are so merciful, Baba. Baba is ocean of powers. Baba, you are the ocean of all powers. Unlimited source of all powers. I am powerful soul. I am receiving tremendous powers from Baba. Unlimited powers from Baba. In the fire of yoga, my sins are burning. I become light. How powerful experience is this? Truly, I am receiving unlimited powers from Baba, and the battery of my soul is recharging.